Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for today's program. We have an online news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and fairly new, we have a new audio and video channel. It's www.ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. All of our new audio programs are going on there, and also all of our videos that we just finished 3 days on the East Coast with worldteamsports.org and r4alliance.org and many other organizations, most led by veterans, with the 2015 Face of America ride. Just this amazing footage. 600 veterans that went on these different types of bikes from the Pentagon to Gettysburg. It was quite an amazing experience and an honor to be a part of this. I teamed up with Andy LaPointe and his son Ryan, who's a junior in high school. And so it was really exciting. All the videos they're in the process. In a couple days, they'll start being processed. We have more work to do with them. Just everybody will enjoy them. And they will also go on World Team Sports YouTube page, and from there on many other YouTube pages. And but tonight, or actually this afternoon, we're going to continue in a series of new programs that we're doing with soldiers with the 25th Infantry Division, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, and just many different battalions and squadrons, and we're going to continue this after tonight, today in June through the end of the year. And on this program, we're going to be talking with Staff Sergeant Greg J. Hollis. He's with Bravo Battery, 37th Field Artillery, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, and I believe they're on the air. Hello? Are you on the air? Hello, is this Staff Sergeant Hollis or Sergeant Ashley or Captain Roman? Hello? Yeah, I think I hear them in the background. And we started this a few weeks
ago. Hello, Sergeant Ashley.
Oh, I think Captain Roman's there. Is that you?
No, sir. It's Sergeant Ashley.
Oh, hi, Sergeant Ashley. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. We're getting to talk for the first time live on the air. We got to start the program. So I did a little open, talked a little bit about, your infantry division, the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, and do you want to share just a little bit about yourself? And I know you have a soldier you want to introduce, too.
Yes, sir. I am the, I'm Sergeant Ashley Vanessa. I am the broadcast journalist with 3rd Brigade Combat Team. Basically, I do all the radio news stories, things like that, features on soldiers, basically tell the Army story. And that's my job.
Great. How long have you served?
Say again, sir?
How long have you been in the military?
I've been in for 7 years now.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I know we're going to be talking to a Staff Sergeant Hollis here, but before you introduce him, would you like to give a shout-out to your family and friends back home?
Yes, definitely. Of course. I just want to give a shout-out to my mom back in Bend, Oregon. I just want to say thank you for all your support, and basically just she's awesome.
Great. Well, thank you. I noticed we have another line opened up from your area there. So I understand we're going to be talking on this program with Staff Sergeant Greg Hollis with Bravo Battery. Oh, hi, Staff Sergeant Hollis. How you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Doing great. Well, we're live on the air, so I'll let you know that. And
right.
I want to thank you for your service to our country. And if you don't mind, just to kind of get it started, could you share a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from? And I think you've been in the military, what, about 14 years or something like that?
Yes, sir, a little bit
about your service.
All right, absolutely. My name is Staff Sergeant Greg J. Hollis. I've, like you said, I've been in the Army a little over 13 years. I'm married. I have a couple of kids. This is my Schofield Barracks here in Hawaii is my third duty station that I've been at. I have multiple deployments, Iraq, Afghanistan, and I'm pretty excited to be here on the show.
Well, I'm excited to have you too. So talk a little bit about your service, if you don't mind. I mean, you've been in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and then kind of lead into what you're doing now.
All right, absolutely. I was actually attending culinary school when 9/11 happened, and I decided that the country was going to war, and who better than me to go fight for? So I've been in the Army since the beginning of 2002, and I was part of the initial push into Iraq. I have three deployments to Iraq, one to Afghanistan. Thankful to God I've made it home from each one of them. I was stationed at Fort Bragg for 7 years. I was up at Fort Lewis, Washington for about four, and now I'm here in beautiful Hawaii. I'm pretty lucky, I think, to be living here for sure.
Absolutely. Obviously, a totally different kind of deployment from Iraq and Afghanistan, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, they were, I think just as as the country was at war longer, everything kind of advanced and it just changed, I guess.
Sure. On your Iraq deployments, I would imagine from your first one or two to the third one, it was a lot different in terms of what you communicating back home and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we, when we first that initial push into Iraq, it was all handwritten letters and, there wasn't real access to the internet or a lot of telephone calls. And then by, my last trip to Iraq in 2009, it was, you could sit in your room and I could Skype with my wife and see my kids and the advancement of what happened and how much access we were given to be able to, see your children or talk to your wife or, tell your mom you love her, how that was great.
Absolutely. What about Afghanistan? When were you over there? And was the technology okay with that too?
Yeah, it was generally the same as Iraq was. I was there a couple of years ago. And it was kind of the same concept. You could Skype with your family, you could do the whole Yahoo Instant Messenger if you wanted to, or be on Facebook and it definitely being able to have that access to your kids and your wife and because it's hard, you're away from them, so being able to see them and talk to them and just get that little bit of support was great. It was amazing. It was priceless, I guess.
Absolutely. Because now you get to talk to them over the phone when you want, right?
Yeah, I personally didn't have a phone. I had a work phone, but I didn't have a phone
okay.
to call home.
Okay, are you able to do that from where you're at now, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are you talking about here in Schofield Barracks?
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, absolutely. My family's here with me.
Oh, okay.
And, I was saying I didn't have a phone when I was in Afghanistan. Like, I didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, but here, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can remember one of my trips to Iraq having to go behind this building, kind of almost in a field, kind of holding this big phone up, trying to get a signal so we could call out.
Yeah, one of the SATCOM phones that connect you to a satellite. And yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those were, you could walk around for 10 minutes trying to find a good signal on one of those things.
Yep. Yeah, and it was only so many times you could actually go out there, certain times and all that, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, I appreciate all your years of service, for sure. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So talk about what you're doing now. What is it you're doing, and talk about the battalion you're with.
All right, I'm currently assigned to Bravo 3-7 Field Artillery. It's a 105mm howitzer battalion. So I guess the gist of that is it's my job to oversee and supervise the firing of a cannon. And I guess that's probably the the most basic way I could explain it. It's pretty cool. Like, I fire a cannon for my job. Like, I don't know, you know, how many people can say that, or, but it's exciting. It's fun. Like I said, we're here in Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, part of 25th ID. And it's interesting, you know, to be in Hawaii, to be on the island, to live here. It's definitely different than, you know, where I grew up in Carson City, Nevada.
Oh, absolutely. So, with your the 25th Infantry Division, I understand that maybe down the road that you'll be doing some deployments to other countries and working with them and helping with them. Will you be a part of that too?
I'm not really sure what my unit's future, you know, holds, or if I'll personally be a part of those. But I know we are working through the whole Pacific, just to, you know, to join countries and work with our allies and just build a better rapport as far as operations here in the Pacific.
That's good. That's really good. So talk about some of the things, some of the things maybe you've done. We're looking at some stuff here, motorcycle rides. Talk about some of the projects you've been involved with and helping other people, maybe helping other veterans.
Okay, absolutely. I think the biggest thing that I'm, I guess, consistently a part of is like you said, motorcycle rides, the Toys for Tots, the VA rides. Just this last weekend, we did a sexual awareness and assault prevention. It's sexual awareness and assault prevention month. So we had a big ride here on the island of Oahu this last weekend and raised quite a bit of money for the local sexual assault centers, and I think it's things like that. Like we've done, you know, like I said, the VA rides and the Toys for Tots, and there's a lot of soldiers that ride motorcycles, and so a lot of times, you know, people see motorcycles and they, you know, might think negatively on them, or you know, the perceived notion is they think they own the road and this and that, but it's good to get out there and do a lot of good for the, you know, especially the locals, like the local VA, the local sexual assault clinics. And it's just, you know, it's important to be out there, to know that there's soldiers out there, to know that we're in the community, we're doing a lot of things. I think that's important for the local civilians, for civilians in general, just to know that soldiers are out there, and we're trying to make, you know, positive changes, I guess.
Absolutely. I know I have a quote here from you. It says, "I feel it is important to let the public know that soldiers are generally normal men and women who chose to enlist and fight for our country.
We share
the same interest." Yeah.
So that's a...
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, like, I guess when I first joined the Army, you know, and I would call home and talk to my sisters or talk to my mom, and they thought it was, you know, I was at war every day, and I was living this crazy lifestyle, and ultimately, you know, I think that obviously we do have the potential to deploy to Iraq, Afghanistan, these other countries, but our normal days are kind of like everyone else's. You know, we wake up, we work out, you know, we come to work generally 9 to 5, you know, you get a lunch break. It's not much different as far as our daily operations than, you know, what a lot of civilians are doing. And obviously, you know, we do deploy. We have, you know, you might leave for 2 weeks to do training or things like this. But generally, you know, we're normal people just like the civilians out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember on the embeds I did in Iraq and Afghanistan, though, they worked a lot of hours.
Yeah.
It just seems,
yeah.
So that, in that sense, it's a little different then, right?
It is, absolutely. And
yeah.
And when you're deployed, you're fighting for our country. You're standing up for our country. You put yourself and your name and everything you're about on the line for the United States of America. So so that's, you know, deployments are different. But as far as when we're back home and we're doing our normal jobs, it's.
Yep. So now, have you been also involved in humanitarian operations or exercises?
We, stateside, I have not.
Okay.
In theater in Afghanistan, Iraq, we've done a lot of humanitarian missions, bringing supplies to local schools and, you know, handing out whether it was food or whatever the local, you know, villages, cities, whatever they needed. I've been a part of quite a few overseas, but I haven't been lucky enough to be a part of a unit here that was doing a mission like that stateside, because that'd be awesome.
I know they periodically, like National Guard, they'll get called up in their own state to help with, you know, whatever the catastrophe is, or
of times it is the National Guard. So, you know, I kind of I never got lucky enough to be a part of something like that.
Sure. Well, what you're doing is great. You're serving our country, and I know everybody listening would like to thank you. You know,
I do appreciate it a whole bunch.
Now, what would you say to the people, American people listening, as far as continuing to service you all, your division, but really troops around the world? We have a lot of troops in harm's way right now.
What would I say to the general public, sir?
Sure.
Just to keep the soldiers in their prayers and support the soldiers, because ultimately, when a soldier enlists in the Army, they're willing to give up everything for this country. And sometimes that's overlooked or overseen. So I think it's important just to support the troops and just keep them in your prayers.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I know you said you have family with you, but you probably have other family that are not in Hawaii. Would you like to give a shout-out to other family or friends in other parts of the country?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, first, I would definitely like to give a shout-out to my wife, Mandy. She has been my savior, and I don't know that I could have made it through, you know, the last dozen years and plus in the Army without her by my side. And second, I have two sisters in Carson City, Nevada, Sherry and Shauna Hollis. So I'd like to say hello to them and just let them know that you know, they're always in my thoughts and everything that I do.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, you're welcome to share, you know, this interview with anybody you want. I'll have it usually about a half hour after we finish the program. I have it where it's on our social networking pages and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is your program.
Oh, right on, so right on.
Yeah, you're the one serving our country, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate
you
having
me
on. This was...
Oh,
go
absolutely.
Ahead,
no, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a good time here.
Yep. So anything else you'd like to share with people?
No, sir. I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Staff Sergeant Hollis. Thank you for your service to our country. And I appreciate you being on the program today.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Okay. Well, folks, you've been listening here on TalkingWithHeroes.com and our news site, ThankYouForYourService.us. And also, all of these programs and our new videos that are coming out, all will be also on our new video and audio channel, AmeristreamLive.com/TalkingWithHeroes. And we're going to continue this new series of programs with the 25th Infantry Division, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, and many of their different battalions and squadrons. And they'll begin again in June. And I believe we've got programs that are going to be scheduling all the way through the end of the year. And, of course, on our regular Thursday night program now for about 9 months, we've been interviewing in a strategic partnership agreement. We've been interviewing military support groups who are members of the R4 Alliance, www.4alliance.org. And just go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, in the last column, and you can just kind of go through and just amazing organizations, most of them led by veterans, caregivers, family members, people, you know, that can take politics, put it aside when it comes to helping and supporting our men and women who are serving and have served. And a lot of it revolves with these organizations around recreational therapy, and the results they're getting with tens of thousands of our servicemen and women and our veterans is just astounding. So we're going to continue that series of programs probably for months ahead. And then I think I mentioned this in the beginning. We just finished up 3 days, teamed up with Andy LaPointe and his son Ryan, who's a junior in high school, and at the 2015 Face of America, and organized by worldteamsports.org. 600 riders, veterans, civilians, corporations involved in helping the troops, and I believe about 140 wounded warriors and various different types of special bikes. It was an incredible, incredible experience. 110 miles from the Pentagon to Gettysburg, and we will have those videos up here in a few weeks. So watch our news site, listen on the programs, and ask, as I always do, you like what you've heard here today, please share these programs with other people. Let them know about these programs. And when you share them on your social networking pages, maybe from our social networking pages, put your own comment about what you think, and we appreciate that. So I want to also give a shout-out to our troops all around the world. Thank you for your service to our country, to your families, to our veterans and your families. And for those of you that are serving in different areas of the world and might be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert, God bless you, God bless America.